Manu Patra alerts dated the 29th of November 2019. Supreme Court has ruled that municipal commissioners and chief officers can also be prosecuted under the Water Prevention and Control of Pollution Act, 1974 over pollution of water bodies in their jurisdictional areas. The apex court, while clarifying the law on this point, held that municipal bodies shall be deemed to be body, corporate and company for the purposes of the act and that their heads could be prosecuted for polluting water. Supreme Court has ruled that an order convening a general court-martial can be challenged before an armed force tribunal. The court noted that as there was no order, decision, finding or sentence by the court-martial, an appeal under Section 15 of Armed Forces Tribunal Act 2007 is not maintainable, though the court took note of Section 14, which enables an aggrieved person to make an application to the tribunal in any service matter. Supreme Court has reiterated the maxim actus curiae in eminem gravibit, namely that no party should suffer due to the act of court. The court further noted that if the court in a given case imposes a condition, the same is to be treated as being with a purpose and not as an empty formality. Delhi High Court has sought reply from the AAP government, its transport department and the police on a petition seeking directions to install CCTV cameras and deploy one policeman each in all DTC and cluster buses in the capital. The court issued notice to the Delhi government, the transport department and Delhi police, seeking their stand on the plea which has alleged that passengers, especially women, are not safe in the buses, which have become a hub of eve teasing, snatching and theft. Bombay High Court has asked, while refusing to grant urgent hearing to a petition seeking a stay to swearing in of Uddhav Thackeray as Maharashtra Chief Minister, that whether the concept of divorce new to the law of marriages. Madras High Court has granted an interim stay on the death warrant issued to a man convicted for kidnapping and murdering minor siblings in Coimbatore by a Mahila court. The court has also granted Manoharan, the convict, 6 weeks' time to file a mercy petition with the governor. Bombay High Court has rejected a former district judge's petition and ruled that if the concerned authority is of the opinion that the compulsory retirement of a judicial officer is in public interest, they have the absolute power to retire any member in the judicial service when he attains the age of either 50, 55 or 58 years by giving him or her notice of not less than 3 months in writing or 3 months' pay and allowances in lieu of such notice. Allahabad High Court has clarified that material which does not form part of the case diary nor has been collected by the investigating officer cannot be considered for taking cognizance while quashing the summoning order passed by a judicial magistrate. Karnataka High Court has ruled that the counsel on record after retiring from the case with the leave of the court cannot become an agent of the party for prosecuting the suit's proceedings. National Company Law Tribunal has directed Essel's telecom license not be cancelled, granting relief to the company that filed for bankruptcy in March 2018. The tribunal said in a direction to the Department of Telecommunication that without the license, no resolution applicant will show any interest in reviving the company. Securities and Exchange Board of India has permitted ICICI Securities to settle a case in which the brokerage had dealt with entities which had fraudulently acquired physical shares from dormant accounts and dematerialized them in accounts of bogus entities. Lok Sabha has passed the National Capital Territory of Delhi, Recognition of Property Rights of Residents in Unauthorized Colonies, Bill, 2019. The bill seeks to regularize Delhi's unauthorized colonies. This move will benefit over 40 lakh residents who have been residing in such colonies for years. Rajya Sabha has cleared the Chit Funds Amendment Bill 2019 to streamline operations of collective investment schemes or Chit Funds with the aim to protect investors that primarily comprises economically weaker sections of the society.